When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
All righty, this is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Now joining us is the host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. And you can check him out on social media at Ross Tucker NFL. And Ross always comes to us on behalf of MyFrontPageStory.com. And go get the best gift ever right before Christmas, Hanukkah, all the holidays as well. Ross Tucker, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. Dude, you're looking jacked, Zach. You look awesome.
Thank you. I would say that you're looking awesome, too, but you're wearing a Penn State shirt. What the heck is going on with you?
What do you want me to wear?
I don't know. Go back to Princeton. Go back to any other team in college football. Like, I love Pat Kraft, but come on. James Franklin, I can't support him.
You know what? First of all, I live in central Pennsylvania. Secondly, I think at some point Franklin or Penn State actually gave this to me. I don't think I actually bought it. I think I got
Pretty
it like in a gym
sense.
Bag or something. And thirdly, dude, I wear Princeton stuff pretty much every day to the point where it's obnoxious. And I'm taking my daughters to and from hip-hop class tonight. And I don't want the other parents to be like, oh my gosh, this dude's wearing Princeton stuff again. I'm like the guy that wants to make sure everybody knows that I went to Harvard every time I go to school. So I'm trying to not be that guy tonight.
Yeah, I do always feel very dumb when I talk to you because you're just at a different intelligence level than yours.
Not at all. I was a football meathead way before football helped me get into Princeton for school. Way before that.
Ross Tucker here with us. Getting back to the football. Eagles get blown out by the 49ers at Lincoln Financial Field. Now they have a game up against the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football in Jerry's World. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1, no concern at all, 10, all the concern in the world. Where's your concern level with the Eagles right now?
Probably, it's a good question. Probably about a 3 or a 4. So I lean more towards not being overly concerned. Now, that's not the same as saying that I think that they're going to win the game necessarily or that they're going to, you know, go on another run here because this is a really tough spot for them, Zach. I mean, you know, this would be a win that the Eagles would be a really nice win for the Eagles. Let's be honest. The Cowboys have to win this game.
Yeah.
Like to have a realistic chance to get to their first NFC championship game since 1996, I think if you're the Cowboys, you pretty much have to win this game. Because the wild card road is just so tough, Zach, right? I mean, you know, 3 road playoff games as opposed to the Eagles, you know, they're still battling it out, obviously, for that number one seed, which I personally, I think they overdid it. I think they overweighted it. I think 2 home playoff games for the number one seed as opposed to having to play 3 games, including 1 on the road with the number 2 seed. I mean, Zach, they might have the same record, right? Like Niners, Eagles, or whoever, they might have the same record. And the path for those 2 teams is so different, it bothers me. So I still think the Eagles are a really good team. I thought they would lose to the Niners. Not sure I thought they would lose in the manner in which they did, but I thought they would run out of gas and lose the game, and that's what happened.
The Dallas point that you bring up, you're right. Like, the game mattered for the 49ers more up against the Eagles, and now it matters more for Dallas because there's a few teams this year, like the Lions, the Dolphins, you know, I'll throw the Cowboys in there as well. They all have really good records, but when they go up against that next step, it's like, are they really ready to be a great team in the NFL, even though the record indicates they are?
And to your point, Zach, those teams, they haven't really shown for the most part. We can go through. I know the Lions beat the Chiefs in the opener, and I'm sure the Cowboys have a good win at some point. But for the most part, those teams have not beaten good teams. So to think that if they're not the number one seed, that they can then go and win three games against good teams seems unlikely, right? Like, what when they let's like who's picking the Dolphins if they're not the number one seed to go to the Super Bowl? Probably nobody. Same with the Cowboys. Like, we haven't really seen these teams beat a really good team, let alone three really good teams in consecutive weeks, to believe that they're going to do that. People will still end up picking, you know, maybe the Chiefs or the Ravens or, you know, the Eagles or the Niners.
Ross Tucker here with us. Ross, Tyreek Hill through 13 weeks of the season is on pace for over 2,000 yards, over 130 catches and 17 touchdowns. I don't have an MVP vote, but if I did, he would get my vote right now. What says you?
I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I think the interesting thing about that is he more valuable than Tua Tagovailoa on his own team? And I would submit to you that he probably is. Now, the problem with that is a lot of times that's a product of who else on the roster. Like, if you had a great backup quarterback, then maybe Tua's not as valuable. And I don't know how you feel about Mike White or Skylar Thompson or whatever. And obviously, my whole thing is this. If you were playing the Dolphins and you're a defensive coordinator, would you rather them be without Tua or be without Tyreek?
Tyreek.
And I would submit to you, I think that they would rather the Dolphins not have Tyreek. I think they'd rather deal with Tua and the other guys as opposed to Mike White, but they have Tyreek Hill because he's just so scary and you have to account for him in everything you do. And McDaniel does an unbelievable job of getting him open and getting him in, you know, these situations where he's a game wrecker. You know, he is an absolute game changer. It's funny because, you know, there's a lot of momentum now for Purdy as MVP, Zach.
I'd rather McCaffrey.
I'm fine with that. I think he's excellent. But I also kind of wonder, like, if you ask the Niners players if it's Purdy or McCaffrey, I'm not sure they would all say Purdy. Like, if you ask them, who's the most valuable player on your offense? I don't know that they would all say Purdy. I think some of them might say McCaffrey.
Well, it's funny that you bring up McCaffrey because when I did this take yesterday, I said Tyreek's my MVP, and if it's not Tyreek, it would then be Christian McCaffrey. But you know what this has become. There hasn't been a quarterback to not win the MVP since 2012. It now just goes to whoever the quarterback is for MVP, and then offensive player of the year is the best non-quarterback.
Yeah, and I don't know when we all decided that.
Stupid.
Right? Like, I'm actually okay with it. Like, if we just put it out there,
yeah.
But you can't have the MVP be a quarterback, and like the MVP voting, the top four will be quarterbacks usually, right? Maybe not this year, but usually. But then the offensive player of the year will be like Justin Jefferson or Tyreek Hill. So wait, let me get this straight. So the guy that got second in MVP voting isn't the offensive player of the year, or the MVP himself isn't the offensive player of the year? But somehow we all just kind of go along with it and be like, yeah, it's kind of funny.
And I'll take it a step further, Ross Tucker. I think you could make a case, one of these teams make the playoffs and they stay healthy, which I know Myles Garrett's dealing with an injury. Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, by the definition of the MVP, I don't know how many players are more valuable than them this year because both of those teams don't have a quarterback.
It's a very good point. And I think when Myles especially is banged up, for the Browns, you see that. Really, look at the record for both those teams without those guys. It's actually remarkable because usually, like, you know, I have a betting podcast, the Even Money Betting Podcast, right? And usually, Zach, defensive players, non-quarterback, they don't really move the betting line that much. You know what I mean? Like, maybe a half a point, whereas quarterbacks, it can be a 4, 5, 6 point swing. But you would think at this point, based on the body of work that we have, that there would be a difference in the point spread, a significant one, if TJ Watt and Myles Garrett weren't playing. I'd love to know what it would be for the Dolphins if Tyreek Hill wasn't playing. But then that also goes back to your initial question, which is, if Tyreek Hill wasn't playing, the betting line would not change as much as it would if Tua wasn't. It just wouldn't. So then what the books are telling us is Tyreek's not as valuable as Tua.
I like this conversation. I also hate part of this conversation because to make the case for Tyreek, you have to kind of knock Tua Tagovailoa. And I think Tua has shown this year he's a good quarterback. But I'll just go back to last year in the playoffs. against the Bills with Skylar Thompson, the third-string quarterback, the Dolphins almost went into Buffalo and won. So I think like that also factors in.
And you know what's so funny about you saying that, Zach? So a couple days ago, I was on with Jim Rome here on CBS Sports Radio, and he asked me something about Tyreek Hill. And I said what I said to you earlier about the defensive coordinator thing. And, you know, Joe Shad, he used to be a college football insider.
He posted that clip.
He posted that clip. Not one person replied saying, great point about Tyreek. Tyreek should be MVP. Tyreek's awesome. Every reply was,
you're trashing Tua.
I'm trashing Tua.
Welcome
you're a
to
hater.
The Tua-non.
Tua's a great player. It's so funny. It's so funny. Like, I didn't say a single negative thing about Tua. Not a single negative thing about him.
Yeah, well, welcome to the world that we live in. Ross Tucker here with us. Another game, like we talk about the Cowboys having something to prove this week. Seattle now all of a sudden is 6-6, and they have a tough one going to Santa Clara up against the 49ers. Can you give me an argument why the Seahawks could win this game coming up on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, here's what it is. Forget turnovers or flukes or whatever. It's very simple. Letdown game for the Niners. Letdown game, right? The Niners had revenge on their mind ever since the NFC Championship game. I remember when the schedule came out, Zach.
It was big, yeah.
And Kyle Shanahan made a comment about being thankful that they're not playing the Eagles till week 13, because that way they'll have their whole team, which I thought meant, by the way, that Purdy wouldn't be available for the opener at the time. But since when does a coach do that? Since when does a coach...
Well, he knew what his locker room was saying.
Right, but since when is the coach in April already talking about a Week 13 game? So I think the Niners are poised for a letdown here. And I also was really impressed with Geno Smith and the receivers for the Seahawks against the Cowboys. Now, they've had 10 days to rest and prepare. So unlike the Niners, who had the rest advantage against the Eagles, now the Seahawks have it. And I still think, even though they're playing well, you know, Ambry Thomas and Tre'Davious Ward, I still think that's the way to beat the Niners. I still think you got to attack them with Lockett and Jaxon Smith-Njigba and obviously DK Metcalf. Big plays in the passing game. Hufanga's out. So I think the Seahawks have those two things going for them. Do I think they'll win the game? No. But I think that's why I took the Seahawks and the points on the Even Money Betting Podcast, because I just think that that's enough for the Seahawks to be able to keep it close at least.
Ross Tucker, where do you have Bill Belichick coaching next year if you had to make a prediction?
I think it's Washington or Carolina.
Ooh.
Because I think it's somewhere where they're looking to change the culture and or get some credibility, which I think both those franchises are sorely lacking, right? You've got the last 20 years for the Commanders, the disaster, and a new owner who I think, interestingly, both of these guys, Zach, are hedge fund guys, right? Both Josh Harris for Washington, David Tepper for Carolina. What does that mean? That means they realize that there are ebbs and flows to a market. Like, they realize that you're going to have down years. And how have those guys made a lot of their money? Buying stuff at the bottom. Like, buying stuff when it's down and then watching it go back up. They probably might look at Belichick as that. Okay, so they have a terrible quarterback in Mac Jones. They don't have a good roster. Did this guy just forget in 3 or 4 years how to coach football? Probably not, right? And with everybody being so upset up in arms in Carolina right now, I think that there's a possibility that Tepper, you know, it's a credibility factor for both these guys, right? You bring in Belichick, no one can really criticize that move, right? I mean, he's one of the best coaches of all time. They can't say it's a terrible hire. And then he breaks the all-time record for wins with your franchise, and you get to celebrate that like that's something you did. I think he goes to one of those two.
I would say the Commanders over the Panthers, if that's the choice, because Josh Harris, I believe, would get out of the way and let Belichick do his magic. I don't think Tepper tries to pretend he's the football guy when he's not the football guy.
That would not go over well with Belichick.
Exactly.
That would not be a real good match. So maybe he's better with the Commanders, but you never know. Maybe the Chargers think that Belichick,
that would be the best one.
What he did with Brady all the time. Maybe they think that Belichick just needs a good roster, and the Chargers certainly have that.
And I'll give you one more. I've been saying this since September after they lost their first game of the season. Jim Harbaugh, the perfect fit is Buffalo. What do you think about that?
Jim Harbaugh to Buffalo? Boy, a lot of people think Jim Harbaugh to Chicago. That's the one I've been hearing a lot of. I think that's possible. I don't think that the Bills will let go of McDermott. I don't. They might, but I think we're going to see. I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. It'll depend on how they finish, but I think Pegula might give him one more year.
So right now, if we had to blast this clip out on social media and get a bunch of people riled up, because I know that you always love that after the whole Tua conversation too, Ross Tucker, you got to tell me through 13 weeks who you feel most confident playing in the Super Bowl coming up in February in Las Vegas. Who would the two teams be?
Ooh. If I had to pick right now, man, I guess I would go Niners-Ravens rematch. What was that, 10 years ago?
The Harbaugh Bowl. I think it was 2014 or 2013, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd probably go Niners-Ravens rematch. But, you know, just like we talked about the ebbs and flows of a market, and like there's still more ebbs and flows to be had. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Well, Lamar's got to stay healthy. Like Lamar gets hurt, they're screwed. Healthy, he's been hurt the last 2 years.
Right, and also some of these teams that are 9 or more wins, like, you know, Lions or Dolphins or whoever, maybe Eagles, who knows, they're going to start to play bad, and vice versa. Some of these teams are going to really start to turn it on, and I'm curious to see how much the Ravens can turn it on without Mark Andrews. But right now, based on what I've seen so far, I think I'd go Ravens-Niners.
All right, last one before we get to my front page story, and it's a great gift and highly recommended for so many people, especially during the holiday season. Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, playing really well the last few weeks. Where's your confidence at with Jordan Love right now?
Pretty darn high, as is my confidence level with that franchise. They're remarkable. I mean, they have 5 receivers. 3 of them are rookies and 2 of them are second-year guys. Their 2 tight ends are both rookies. I mean, that is impressive.
And they're making the playoffs, too.
They probably are. I don't even know. I got to look at the sports books. Like, can I start to bet a future, like their season win total over for next year right now? Because I would like to do that for the Green Bay Packers, because I think that they have a chance. I mean, even the injuries they've had on the offensive line, they weren't expecting these 2 guys to be their tackles. It's impressive, man. Really impressive.
All righty. Everyone needs a good gift this time of the year. We're getting closer and closer to the end of the month, and people are like, uh-oh, I don't know what to do. Is that your mother, right, I'm assuming?
No, that is my wife's grandmother.
Oh, with the little one. I didn't see the little one there.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Tell them about my front page
grandmother
story.
She calls her Oma, and it's the front page treatment we got her from myfrontpagestory.com. She loved it. She actually passed a couple years ago, but that's one of the reasons why we're so happy we did it, because now we have it, right? And when she moved into a senior community, we got her that story. Dude, Zach, she read it every day.
That's awesome.
And I know a lot of guys are driving right now and have no idea what to get any of their loved ones for the holidays. You're probably just thinking like a gift card or something. Make this the year that you do something special and unique. Just go to myfrontpagestory.com. Check it out. Zach, you literally, while you're in the car, talk to a writer for 10 minutes. Tell them how great your wife is or your mom or your dad, whatever. They write this unbelievable story. You see it. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, framed, beautiful.
Thought it was Sports Illustrated.
And then give it to them and be like,
"Yeah,
I want something special for you, honey. I had a story written about you." They love it. And then when they read the quotes, like, "I never thank her enough, everything she does for the family," they cry every time.
Waterworks,
if you want to make your wife cry happy tears, myfrontpagestory.com. If you want to look as jacked as Zach Gelb does right now, myfrontpagestory.com. That's the key.
How about that? Ross Tucker can come on anytime he wants. Ross Tucker, we appreciate it. Great to see you.
See you, bud.
There you go. Ross Tucker joining us on the show. Always love my conversations with Ross. I've known him a long time, going back to my first job in local AM radio, which was in the Princeton market. And Ross, always a big supporter of the Princeton program.
Let's face it, most people aren't making massive turkey feasts on the regular. And after 364 days of not thinking about it, it can be hard to get that bird just right. That's where Instacart, the holiday rescue app, comes in. From getting all the ingredients to prep a full seasonal spread to getting last-minute swaps in a turkey emergency, Instacart has everything a holiday host needs to save face and save dinner. And right now, if you download Instacart, you'll get free delivery on your first three orders and delivery in as fast as 1 hour. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
How did you actually sleep last night? If it wasn't an absolute dream, then you need to upgrade to the softest, most luxurious sheets from Boll & Branch. Their signature sheets are made from toxin-free organic cotton and get softer with every single wash. Millions of Americans love their sheets. And right now, you can feel the difference with their best sales of the entire year. So hurry to bollandbranch.com to shop their biggest sales with free shipping and extended returns. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you're a business owner, you know these sounds mean sales. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. Whether you're fulfilling orders from your home office or warehouse, Stamps.com helps you stress less about mailing and shipping and spend more time doing what you love most. Listening to ASMR. I mean, growing your business. But as you grow, so does the need for efficiency. Stamps.com simplifies your shipping and mailing process. Import orders from wherever you sell online. Find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times. Instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers. And buy shipping and mailing supplies when you run low. Save time and money on mailing and shipping. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.